switching gears to talk about the advisory bodies, we've mentioned them a bit. You know there are the three. There's IUCN, ICOMOS, and ICROM. And how did you see their performance? Did you see them all equally, or do you think some of them were stronger than others?
It seems to me that ICROM a little bit it's advisory body, but they not participate very much in the evaluation of World Heritage. No, it seems to me that both organs are on, let's say, good level. Natural heritage a little bit more maybe difficult from this point of view, because sometimes we inscribe very big regions, parks, or which is very difficult to keep absolutely virgin from World Heritage point of view. But cultural heritage, a little bit different thing. But they both are very, in my opinion, are very professional.
The performance of the Secretariat of UNESCO, the World Heritage Center, you didn't know it in the period prior when it used to be two different divisions, but the World Heritage Center was created in 1992 and brought the whole operation into one place. How do you see its performance?
First of all, I would say that they have very difficult work. Very difficult, add a lot of work because of this more than 1,000 sites. Beside that, they have to look for the development of the convention, for rules of procedure, for many, many things. They have very qualified staff. So in my opinion, in comparison with the other sectors of UNESCO, they work quite well.